Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to a person named Abdul A'la, perhaps one of his companions. The Imam said, "Give my greetings and peace and the mercy of Allah to my Shia. And tell them, Allah has mercy on the servant who incites love in the people towards himself and towards us." Meaning, Allah has mercy on the person who creates love in the hearts of people towards himself, both towards himself and towards the imams, when he's, attracting them towards Islam. This is a very important, point that the imam makes, that a person who wants to invite other people towards Islam, towards the Imam alayhi salam, his primary concern should be creating within their hearts, the people's hearts, a love for Islam, a love for the Imams, not a love for himself. He should kind of almost be invisible, and his main purpose should be displaying and introducing the virtues of the imams towards the people, right? It shouldn't be opposite to this, right? The imam shouldn't be a tool for his invitation of the people towards himself, right? A lot of times, preachers, right? They use the imams. They use Imam Hussein, Muharram, and these times, to attract people towards themselves, not towards the imams. The person himself, right, the preacher, he should kind of be almost invisible at this time, and the people should be kind of focused more on the love for the imams and, for Islam. In continuation, the imam says, by displaying to them that which they already like, these virtues of the imams, these are things that people already love. People love good virtues, they love truthfulness, they love piety, they love, courage. They love all these good qualities that the imams have. And people already love them. The preacher who is inviting people towards the way and the path of the Ahlul Bayt, he should kind of, tell the people about these virtues that the imams had and create the love for them in their hearts. And keeping from them that which they would reject, and he should, keeping them from that which they would reject. This is the duties incumbent on the Shias in their interaction with people. In a similar tradition, the Imam also said, O Shia community, be an adornment for us amongst people and do not disagree to us, do not disgrace us. Say good words to people, guard your tongues, and restrain yourselves from mindless chatter and offensive speech. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.